Alliance police continue to ask for the public's help in finding a missing man, 20-year-old Nathaniel Hang, who police say suffers from schizophrenia and other health issues, was last seen leaving his West Oxford Street home early June 3rd in a white GMC Canyon pickup with Ohio plate KTM3203. He left behind his cell phone and wallet. Family members and volunteers planned a search today and are seeking donations to help fund drones, search dogs, and supplies. Anyone with information is urged to contact Alliance Police at 330-821-9140. An Alliance Police sergeant is facing charges after police say he was found intoxicated with guns and briefly ran from officers in Austintown. 27-year-old Ethan Griffith of Austintown was arrested near South Canfield Niles Road and Kirk Road after a Sunday morning crash. Police say a truck hit a utility pole. WFMJ-TV reports Griffith was located on foot and a search of his vehicle turned up multiple guns and tactical gear. He was arraigned Monday in Mahoning County Court. Charges include OVI, obstructing official business, and possession of firearms while intoxicated. Gibbs Elementary School in Canton will not close after all. Just weeks after the school board voted to shutter the building as a cost-saving measure, Superintendent Jeff Talbert on Monday announced plans to relocate programs from the Compton Learning Center to Gibbs. The proposal would have alternative to suspension and trauma-informed classes to the building and rename it the Paralee Learning Center at Gibbs. Talbert says costly roof repairs at Compton and a possible property swap with the city helped drive the decision. He plans to recommend action during the July meeting. A Hartville man has been sentenced in a deadly drunken driving crash in Summit County. 23-year-old George Taylor last month admitted to aggravated vehicular homicide and OVI charges in the May 2025 death of 18-year-old Isabel Grubaugh. Prosecutors say Taylor had a blood alcohol level more than double the legal limit when his car hit a pole on Maslin Road in Springfield Township. Grubaugh was a passenger and died at the scene. Taylor was given a 7 to 10.5 year sentence by Common Pleas Judge Jennifer Towell. Stark County Family Court Judge Rose Marie Hall is retiring effective October 1st. The Stark County Republican Party is accepting letters of intent and resumes from those hoping to fill the spot. The party's executive committee will meet June 24th to recommend up to 3 candidates to Governor Mike DeWine, who will make the appointment. Attorneys living in Stark County may apply by 5 p.m. June 19th. Maslin City Council is moving to extend its temporary halt on data center construction as officials continue work on permanent zoning rules. During a Monday work session, members proposed adding another 2 months to the current moratorium, which is set to expire June 22nd. The Independent reports the extension would allow more time to finalize the ordinance, which could limit future data centers to heavy industrial zones and set requirements for utility capacity, noise controls, and infrastructure planning before approval. A final vote is expected June 15th. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is warning visitors at Leesville Lake about the potential release of hydrogen sulfide gas in parts of the southwest Carroll County Reservoir. Officials say elevated sulfate levels flowing into the lake could be converted by microbial activity into the colorless gas, which often smells like rotten eggs. Exposure may cause eye, nose, and throat irritation and could create breathing problems for people with asthma. The Corps has closed the outlet works area where water is discharged into the lake and is monitoring conditions. Recreational use of the lake and fish consumption are not currently considered health risks. A Ravenna Township woman has been sentenced to 4 years of probation after admitting 2 dogs starved to death inside her mobile home. 36-year-old Sarah Sani was sentenced Monday in Portage County Common Pleas Court. Investigators say the canines were found during a 2025 welfare check at a Dowley Road trailer, and both died from extreme starvation and dehydration. Sani is also banned from owning animals for 5 years. The Ohio EPA has issued a notice of violation to a Youngstown lab after it failed to timely report water test results for the East Palestine Village public water system. Officials say the required reporting period covered January through March of this year. State records show test results from January 26th, including radium-228 testing, were not submitted by the deadline. Cardinal Laboratories now has until July 4th to submit a corrective action plan to state regulators. The FAA is investigating a weekend plane crash at Youngstown Elser Airport in North Lima. The Highway Patrol says a single-engine plane piloted by 70-year-old Christopher Tornello of Youngstown was accelerating for takeoff just before 12:30 Saturday afternoon when it veered left off the runway and struck a metal light box. The aircraft continued across a taxiway before coming to rest in a nearby field. Tornello and 3 passengers escaped without injury. Records show he was also involved in a 2022 plane crash in Liberty Township when his aircraft struck a tree during a landing attempt. No injuries were reported. A man is in jail after Youngstown police say he chased another man and shot at him during a dispute Saturday afternoon. 36-year-old Shane Lewis is charged with aggravated menacing and criminal damaging. Police say the incident started in the 1400 block of Albert Street on the city's east side and continued with a car chase before ending in a Liberty Township parking lot. The victim said Lewis fired a shot and used a crowbar to damage his car. Lewis has pleaded not guilty and is being held on $5,000 bond. A fire in an oxygen storage room forced the evacuation of a Majory nursing home Monday afternoon. Firefighters responded to Addison Healthcare around 4:15. Officials say the flames were contained to the room and no injuries were reported. The State Fire Marshal's Office is investigating the cause. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.